Over the course of a month, Florida lawmakers have heard horrifying testimony from those who say they survived the abuse at the now-closed Dozier School for Boys, as well as its sister campus, the Okeechobee School. It even moved several lawmakers to tears, including Miami Democratic Representative Cynthia Stafford.
We heard men testify that when they were boys, they were taken into rooms, sexually assaulted, not by one, sometimes more than one, two, three men. They recall having on nightgowns with blood in the back from the abuse as well as from the 100 lashes and the 56 lashes that they got, one for just eating a berry off of a Bush because he was hungry.
Both chambers of the legislature have apologized to the Dozier survivors, and the Florida House has already passed a bill to memorialize them as well as those who died due to the abuse. A few years ago, University of South Florida researchers unearthed 55 remains, hoping to match them with their living descendants. While several have been DNA matched, others remain unclaimed. And Stafford says it's important to remember what happened so it doesn't happen again.
One of those giving testimony, he said, we took a 60-year-old story and brought it out of the past and brought it into the present to bring justice to these victims. We commit to establish and have those monuments so that we will never forget.
Stafford is co-sponsoring the measure alongside Tampa Republican Representative Sean Harrison. He says the bill follows the recommendations of the Dozier Task Force, which met last year.
Unidentified or unclaimed remains should be reinterred in Tallahassee with a location to be determined by DMS in an appropriate location and with the graves to be clearly marked. And two memorials should be established, one on the Dozier property in Jackson County, and one in Tallahassee, dedicated to the memories of the boys who lived and died at Dozier School, as well as the 1914 dormitory fire victims.
In 1914, a dorm fire occurred, so the bill allows for the remains of those who perished in the fire to not only be reburied back on the Dozier grounds, it also memorializes the fire victims. The creation of the memorials as well as the reburial of the unclaimed remains are expected to cost $1.2 million. The Dozier White House building, where survivors say a lot of the abuse occurred, and the Boot Hill Cemetery, where the remains were found, would also remain intact. And the measure also allows for researchers to find more remains if need be. While the bill passed the House unanimously a few weeks ago, there was no Senate companion. And days after that vote, the House measure was later referred to a Senate committee, which never took up the bill, even in the last week of session. So the fate of the bill was in doubt, but in a procedural move, the House measure was taken up on the Senate floor Friday, and St. Petersburg Democratic Senator Daryl Rusan, who had sponsored the formal apology, says he's grateful.
Not only have we done a resolution this session that apologizes for the atrocities that occurred, we have also taken a further step and authorized an appropriation to give a respectful burial to the unidentified, unclaimed remains, not only from the fire, but from other deaths that occurred there at the property. Thank you, Mr. President, for this opportunity.
Rusan had wanted to direct the Department of Environmental Protection to assess the toxicity of the Dozier property and clean it up before handing it over to Jackson County. Researchers had found arsenic in the grounds and asbestos in the buildings, but he withdrew that change so the bill wouldn't be jeopardized. And with the House and Senate's unanimous passage, the measure now heads to Governor Rick Scott. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.